Hello, DCO World. We are back. This is Coach Shaken Blake, the Mighty Fremont Tarzans. We are here with Jake XC16 of the Ames Thundercats. How are we doing tonight, Coach?
We are doing fantastic.
Oh yeah. We are covering the Lammy Group. We're gonna start with the number one seed, the Plainfield Butt Sniffers, the Conference 26, coached by Coach Butt Sniffer himself. Last year they were 16 and not 16, 19 and 5, ranked 12th, strength of schedule 103. NTT team last year, two seed, finished 18th. And they graduate their starting power forward and leading scorer, Jake Dylan Lammy, last year. And they are bringing, graduated the 215 headlined by, Dylan Lammy, their leading scorer, and Andy Robertson, their starting shooting guard. And they are bringing in the 29-32 class, which is a bit interesting, looking at these freshmen. I guess, what do you kind of see here?
I mean, losing Dylan Lammy and Andy Robinson, that's big, because that's their second or first leading scorer and their, I think, well, the fourth leading scorer, but Robinson's also getting almost five rebounds a game from the shooting guard position, which is insanely good. And I'm like trying to look at here what they're bringing in here. They're not really appearing to me to be bringing in any people that are going to be able to fill that void of Dylan Lammy for scoring wise. I don't think they might bring in some defensive stuff maybe, but I'm not really sure. I don't know. I think losing Dylan Lammy is definitely, that is a big loss. It's always not a good experience when you lose your leading scorer and looks like leading rebounder as well, because they Joshua Wilson at center only got 6.5 rebounds a game. So
yeah, he was limited 22 minutes. Still not great.
So I guess maybe Matthew Spite could be brought into the starting lineup to kind of fill that void a little bit. Unless Dana Harper comes in as a freshman and makes some noise. Looks like they got about just under 10 rebounds a game in high school, 14 points. So you're still not going to get that points back unless someone comes out of nowhere and starts scoring for them. But
yeah, this team's loaded with talent, and they have talent lying around. That's what the issue is. And so it's who's going to start for them. A freshman class is a 923, and none of them started. At them, not really 100% sure what the rankers were looking at, because none of them, kind of like this freshman class coming in, not the greatest for the rank, but they do have on the bench, they have Brady Youngbro, who's played backup shooting guard both years, but he was a 22 point per game shooter on 61% true shot in high school. So I'm guessing he has been just limited up to this point due to just better players ahead of him. However, it is a bit interesting that someone like an Andy Robertson would be over the top of him, who doesn't provide a ton of scoring. Who knows what's up there? I'm not going to fault the coach for making coaching decisions, because clearly they played well. two seed to finish 18th. So, like, I mean, this team's thrived off defense. I mean, defensive master. I mean, holding teams to 42% field goal and 48% true shot. I'm guessing that's got to probably be top 10 somewhere in there. So if Lammy's a part of that equation, that's a little bit of a hurt. But yeah.
I will say it looks like I'm thinking Robinson got the start over Brady. Because Brady's almost has a full other foul per game in that shooting guard spot. He was averaging per 30 minutes 2.7 fouls per game, where Andrew Robinson is only 1.8. So my guess is Andrew Robinson just had a better defense.
Yeah, that maybe is it. But yeah, if this team's going to be competitive, I'm going to probably have to say Yarbrough is probably going to have to start, realistically, or they're going to have to rely on Heaton Henderson, who was a freak in high school, 23 points per game on 62% true shot. Kind of has shown it in high college at small forward. Great freshman year. Pretty good sophomore year. A little bit less of a junior year, but going into his senior year, I think he can hold up. I think he can definitely add to the points per game. But yeah, I'm seeing Yarbrough jump in here. I'm not sure who they're going to fill in at power forward. Maybe Harper, maybe Matthew Spagan, who's part of that good freshman class that who's started, or Neil, who, like you said, can't see it on the surface, but who knows? Spagan did. Ooh, does look like Spagan started some last year at points. Or did he? Oh, no. No, he just got a lot of minutes off the bench, splitting time with the starter. So probably Spagan probably comes in as he's already splitting time. So, but yeah. My projection is Liam, Yarbrough, Haydenson, probably Spagat, and then Josh Wilson, which should be still a good squad. Just maybe not as potent as me. Well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? We'll just see.
Like, so when you lose that big guy like Lammy, you just never know.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely a few-year starter, if I remember correct. And maybe his whole career. I can't quite remember. Yes, whole career. So, yeah. Moving on to the two seed in here, we've got the Huntsville Rockets, coached by Coach Boardman out of Conference 9. 17-7 last year, 59th ranked, 121 strength schedule. PTT team last year, 3 seed that finished 6th. A nice run in the tournament, Coach. They graduate the 56-65 class, containing their second leading scorer just by a hair, Brandon Martin, their shooting guard, and they bring in the 52-71 class. Initial thoughts
again, it's gonna go to that Brandon Martin. Losing him, I think, is gonna be pretty big. He was your second leading scorer, and looks like he also
four years, okay.
And had almost 5 rebounds from the shooting guard position again, which is insane. A steal and a half a game. They do bring in, looks like Peyton Gates is just based on the stats. Looks to be on paper their best guy they're bringing in. Person might be pretty solid defensively and can pass the ball. So, but I'm not really sure if Peyton Gates could just be a plug and play at shooting guard. It might work out, but he looks like he played power forward in high school. So I'm thinking they're gonna have to do some rearranging with their lineup a little bit here. I could see maybe Dustin Fontaine maybe getting bumped up into the starting role. I'm not sure how well that will work. You do lose a little bit of height there as well, but yeah, definitely losing Brandon Martin. That's a big one. But like I said, Peyton Gates, if he can find a spot for him in the starting lineup, if he can score like that in college, that'll be a very good pickup.
Yeah, for sure. 8.5 rebounds, not super great from power forward, but good assists. So I could see a plug in at small forward and maybe move Christian Johnson up as he's a little bit of a smaller forward.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and I'd say that's probably, at least in my eyes, he's got that. He rode those freshmen hard, that 2040 class, started all four of them, all three of them, sorry, not four. And they were solid players for sure. And then, Peyton Gates will come in. He'll have to basically probably get up to that 20 points per game. He's going to have to be expected to get it close to Martin's production. Probably at that small forward position, maybe power forward, who knows. But they'll probably have to rely on Christian Johnson to probably take a higher load. He did it in high school. He was up at the 19.5 from small forward in high school. So definitely has the potential. Definitely not the highest true shot most efficient guy in the world. This team itself just wasn't the most efficient shooting team last year. So someone like Gates, who is very efficient coming in, might be able to straighten this team out. Hopefully, at least, certainly, I guess that's what coach is hoping for. I would say, yeah, the rebounding is a little concerning. There's two starters were basically at 7.5 each, I guess per 30, 6.8 and 7.7. So
per 30, their backup center was getting 9.8 a game per 30 minutes. So that might be a consideration they have to take into play, and maybe what him and
maybe. I mean, that junior class isn't too shabby, and nobody's starting from it. So, of course, rankings, who the heck knows these days with rankings. So, but yeah, this team ran pretty good offense, and I think they'll run pretty good offense again. I think Gates will definitely help straighten out some of the distribution. So I think overall this team got better. It's hard to say that exactly with losing a four-year start in Brendan Martin, but I think with that true shot percentage, I don't think they're going to be missing it terribly.
Yeah, so, like I said, if Gates can find a home in the starting lineup, I think he's going to fill that scoring void pretty nicely. Just you got to find a spot for him to go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now we've got the third team in this. We have the Inglewood Inglemakers out of Conference 27, coached by a friend mate of mine, Coach McVicker. They were 14-10 last year in a tough conference in 27, ranked 69th, strength schedule 38. And PTT team last year, 6th seed, finished 6th. A nice run in the tournament. I can give them that. And they bring in the 1947 class. But hold on. I think we're getting a call up to the booth from our sideline reporter, who is actually in Inglewood right now. Maybe they'll know something about these the star freshmen that they are bringing in. Actually, they're telling me she actually has Kevin Rucker. She just talked to him, and I think she's got some words to say.
Yes. Thank you, Coach. My name is Mrs. Chicken Blake, and first of all, Kevin Rucker, he can't even spell his own name right. Did he even graduate high school, or is he still in high school? I think it's supposed to be K-E-V-I-N. But, you know, when I first met my husband, Coach Shaken Blake, the first thing I said to him was, wow, he is tall, coming above 6 foot. And you know what? When I look at him, ouch, he's short. He is coming in at 5'11". For a point guard? Oof. Come on, Coach McVicker, you should have been on somebody else.
Dang. That's interesting. I know coach was really excited for Rucker coming in, but you know that you can't argue height. You can't teach height. So thanks for that input. So I guess with that hard sideline reporting, what do you think of this team, Coach?
I think this team is definitely getting stronger with even with that short Kevin Rucker, because if you look at it, his current starting point guard averaged almost 25 points a game, and then per 30 he was just under 23. But you add Kevin Rucker, he's going to be a very small team. It's kind of the issue that he's going to run into here, but it looks like he's getting respectable rebounding. He's got to figure out a way to get a little bit better. Opponents are up being bound by about 5 a game. But he doesn't lose any starters from the senior class. So he's just literally going to be gaining another score. And then also Kyle Swartz looks like he can at least put a couple points on the board for him. I'm not sure if he's going to make the list or starting lineup right away, but I do see Kevin Rucker making it in there. It's just going to be, is he going to start over Javon Gar, or are they going to be doing the it's hard to say because they got Gregory Watson too. I don't know. Kevin Rucker could be something, but it's where is he going to go in the lineup?
That's very interesting, Coach. I also got to say, I think something else that could help this team is that Coach McVicker can find himself a prayer chaplain, find himself a female assistant coach that can help him just recruit better people.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shagan Blake. Yeah, I agree. He'll have Coach McVicker will have a very interesting decisions to make here. Because yeah, Kevin Rucker, quite the player. I know he's been super excited about him. Definitely can shoot. Very very well. Looks like he can shoot some threes also. But yeah, his leading scorer was that point guard who also is 5'11". It's going to be tough to run 2 5'11" guys in this league with the amount of height that lies around in this league. It's going to be tough. So he might have to pick one or do a more or less, which kind of is going to limit both. But it'll be interesting with Gavin, with that Gavin Gar. Wouldn't necessarily overlook Kyle Schwartz coming in either. A very efficient shooter at 17 points per game. 5 rebounds from small forward is pretty solid. Has some passing. So we'll see what the shakeup is. But I don't know. It's interesting with Justin Doe there. I don't know if he maybe just wants to go small ball this year. Maybe throw in a Schwartz, and I don't know what Brower. I don't know if maybe Brower can rebound, or Schwartz can maybe rebound. Maybe go a little bit small ball at the power forward position, running a 6'6" guy. I mean, it's a discussion at least. I'm not sure. Rigsby is quite the player, and I think he's poised to play a lot better this year. Watson is quite the defender, and figured out how to shoot a little bit this last year. Not an efficient shooting team. Put up a lot of shots. Sometimes they made it. Those are the games they won. Sometimes they didn't. They lost. So we'll see if Rucker can maybe bring some efficiency back to this team. I see him probably plugging in and starting at point guard. It's just what do you do with Javangar?
Right.
Doing a more or less.
But keep in mind, he does lose Brownlee as a backup shooting guard. So there could be some swapping around. Like maybe Watson comes in and there's a scorer off the bench. And then he does do that 1-2 punch with the two little short guys, scorer position. And I would want to point out, too, looking at Rucker's stats here, he got to the free throw line a lot in high school. And he shot 83% from the free throw line, as well as Schwartz didn't go to the line as much, but he shot almost 88% from the free throw, which is quite a significant boost for Inglewood here, as they only had 73% from free throw last season. So maybe being a short guy will help him get to those free throw line.
That's probably athletic. So, yeah, interesting decisions out of the Inglewood Inglemakers, but I imagine Coach... he's pretty experienced, and he'll figure out how to get the most out of these guys. Last group we got here is the Sumter Maccabee Tel Aviv, we'll say, at Conference 7 by Coach Ronez 11. Sorry, Coach, if you listen to this. 13-11 last year, ranked 99. On a 63rd strength of schedule, graduated the 109-109, containing their starting small forward and barely leading scorer, Brandon Stevenson. And they are bringing in the 247-236 class. Not what Coach was hoping for, I imagine. Guess what do you see here?
Again, it's losing that leading scorer, which is very common in this group, it seems like. But this leading scorer was like you said, barely leading scorer. They definitely played the low scoring games. I think only getting 68.6 points a game and only giving up 67. So they definitely played defensively. But I don't know if losing Stevenson's as big of a deal. You do lose a little bit of rebounding from the small forward position and assists. He's actually the leading assist getter too with 3.8 a game. But they do bring in a guy that can get 2.3 assists a game and everything, but he doesn't really gain or lose much on height. He does get Chase Scheidt with 6'10", but he only, for a center at 6'10" in high school, only getting 8 rebounds a game. That's not most ideal. And also, these freshmen that are coming in, they seem to foul a lot. All of them right around that 3 fouls per game mark. I'm not really seeing like anything that's like gonna make or break this team any much more different than it was this previous season here. I think it might honestly stay kind of the same for them, but we can see someone might step up from high school that we didn't expect to happen again. But yeah, I do believe it's roughly the same squad coming into next season.
Yeah, for sure. That recruiting rank does not give you much hope. 247 is about as bad as you can get, and 236, I mean, you're almost there. Yeah, so I don't probably see any of the starters coming in, the freshmen coming in. I'd see probably most of them going to the NA. Alexis Watt could be something. I mean, BC's efficient. Didn't score a ton, but, you know, if you need points, you need points, and this team needs it.
Going on now, Al Alexis guy looks like 45.8% from three. So if he can get that three shot going, he could be a leading scorer if he can get on a roll.
Yeah, the only question I think you have then is who do you move? Because you have Carlos Mullins, who's starting as shooting guard at 6'1", and Tyler Johnson at 5'11", who's their point guard. You're not going to start, you're most likely not going to start a 6'2 small forward or anything less than that. I mean, if you do, more power to you, but I don't think you're going to get very far.
I'm thinking Alexis Wyatt might be coming off from the bench looks like probably the point guard to fill in for Peyton Peoples. But if he can get some scoring on the bench too, that'd be great, because his leading score off the bench was 6 points.
Yeah, and I was going to speak to him next. I mean, he's a part of that really. So they have one really good class, their junior class, and now seniors, who's 49-37. Two of them are starting, Michael Cribbs and Carlos Mullins, who both are playing pretty well. But then, yeah, you have Nolan Damok, who has been their backup small forward basically his whole career. But, I mean, yeah, doesn't shoot much, but hey, he makes the ones that he shoots. 63.2% true shot for his career coming off the bench. High school, he had 16 points per game and almost 55.5. So, hey, maybe senior year is his time to shine. Now that Stevenson is he's out of the shadows of Stevenson, who I think probably, has been their starting small forward his whole career. Finally out of the shadows, learned a little bit from him, and hopefully senior year push.
And I definitely see him taking that starting spot from Stevenson. Just keeps that height and as well as scoring. So he very well could become the leading scorer for this team, and maybe he'll, like you said, have that senior push.
Yeah, who the heck knows? But yeah, I guess, how do you, what do you see from this group?
So this group, I'm thinking it's kind of, I think I can see Inglewood making a big step forward with that small ball strategy. If Kevin Rucker can come in and live up to Coach McVicker's hopes and dreams of being that very short man front. But I also think Plainview Butt Sniffers might keep on that number one seed they got going to this. Because I don't remember, like I said, they lose Lammy, but they might be able to make something work if they're more defensive front. So might be a little bit lower scoring games for them, but I think they can still play well defensive, well enough defensively to hang on to and have a good season.
Definitely. It's hard to count Clayview out with all the recruiting ranks are extremely good. They're very solid recruiting ranks by all standards, all in the top, basically. Top 40, I guess, but most are really in the top 30, really. So, like, really good squad. It'll just be who comes in and how does that affect the cohesion that they had last year, since they were so defensive oriented. Does Spaggett come in and is he as good a defender as Lammy was, or is he better defender than Lammy is?
Exactly.
That's kind of out right now. Per 30, Michael Neal had 3 blocks per game. Maybe he comes in and fills in for Lammy. But yeah, I'd say probably Spackett is probably likely going to pop in there. Surface level, high school, only 1.8 blocks per game. Not super great for a center, but that's only part of the story. So right. I think that's what may hold Plainview back, is if they can't find somebody that's up to the standard that they are losing.
And also, I suppose you just can't count on Huntsville either. I mean,
no,
their 3 freshmen played fairly well last year. Mm-hmm. And then just getting Peyton Gates in the lineup somewhere, mm-hmm. whether it be maybe even put him at small forward, something like that, mm-hmm. and move Christian Johnson up to a shooting guard, that he could easily fill Brandon Martin's role. And mm-hmm. this is a very close group here, I think. So it could be any one of those 3, Plainview, Huntsville, or Inglewood, I think, really kind of take this one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I could say from experience playing Huntsville, they are potent. We're not great. We may be mighty Fremont Tarzans, but we're not so mighty this year, I can tell you that. But hey, Huntsville's a very good team, and Boardman's been playing this game for a long time. Yeah, so good squad. Good coach. Yeah, I think that this is going to be a closer than maybe we people originally thought coming in. We'll see what the teams roll out with. So that's all we got, guys. Thanks for listening.